You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army Infantry veteran and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. And seeing as how we're on the verge, or this week is it's Thanksgiving week. I'm recording this on the Sunday before. Thanksgiving week, Thanksgiving 2024. Hope everything is going good with you. And so with that being said, being Thanksgiving and everything, I'm going to share with you a little, again, we're going to peel back another layer. The five things I am thankful for this year. And the five things, and it's something to think about. Now, the order I give them in, they are in order that I want to present them. They are the thing I'm most thankful for, and then I'm going to work my way down to top five. Now, again, it's more like number one, and then two, three, four, and five are at the same level. But it's, again, I'm just listing five things. So the first one is the top priority. Then everything else follows right below. They all kind of share that. So with that being said, now, again, this is my perspective. This is what I see. This is what I believe. This is how I've made things happen in my life. So with that being said, let's move on. Number one, what is of the five things I am thankful for, number one is my health. It's not perfect, but I still wake up and put my feet on the ground, and for that I'm very thankful for. And knowing that there is room for improvement, I am on it. I am improving myself. The military set that standard, and I trust me when I say this, I was at my peak physical health when I was in the military, and then I left. And of course, you know, I don't have to get up at 5:30 in the morning anymore. I don't have to go run the 2, 3, 4, 5 miles because that's what I'm being told to do. I'm not road marching 12 miles with a 55-pound rucksack on my back. And yes, it was 55 pounds back in my day. Again, no, none of that, none of that. And so you don't have to do that. So things start going and you start taking it easy. You don't start exercise. You don't exercise as you used to. You exercise less and less, and eventually time does catch up with you. However, I'm lucky to have had that foundation, and I have that foundation to fall back on. And a couple of things have happened over time. And again, it's just because we get old. We're getting older. I'm getting older. We're all getting older. And because of those things that have happened, I have that foundation I fall back on, and now getting back at it. So there's always room for improvement. My health is not perfect, but then again, I'm still getting up. I'm still putting my feet on the ground. I'm still able to get out there. And for that, I am truly grateful. One, that I had that foundation early in life. Two, that while I didn't really take care of myself, I didn't let myself totally go. And three, I'm doing something about it now. So yes, I don't know if you remember a while back, I had mentioned on a video and also on a podcast about change. And there's two kinds of change. The change we prepare for, we are proactive about, and that's a good thing, being proactive. You see the opportunity, you see what's over the horizon, you tend to get to that point where you're seeing what's going on over the horizon, and you deal with it, and you make things happen, and you're proactive. And then again, there's those changes that we're forced to make, that either through our own doing or through the doing of someone else, we are in a new situation. We've never encountered this situation. Now we have to deal with it. But you know what? Owning my situation, owning my decisions, and owning up to the fact that, hey, I put myself where I'm at physically, I'm also going to get myself out of it physically. So again, and I'm not going into much more detail than that, other than if those of you that hear things about my health, if you didn't hear from me, it's a lie. It's just that simple. If it did not come out of my mouth, it's a lie. But again, I'm telling you now, where no one's perfect. So again, all you got to do is peel back a layer and you'll see, oh yeah, I see what he's talking about. I see we're getting older. I see that, oh, I could do better here. I could do better there. And again, just look out for yourself. Take care of yourself because, and this is why it's number one, I've got to take care of myself, because if I'm not at top performance, what good am I to everyone else? If I'm more focusing in on myself and only myself, what good am I to anyone else? What good am I to the next thing that I am thankful for? And actually, it's the person that I'm most thankful for. It's my wife, my partner, on this lifelong journey that we've had now for quite a while. And it's also my best friend. And I am very thankful for her. She's been with me through thick and thin, all my ups, all my downs, all the things I've done wrong, as well as all the things I've done right. She's been there. And she's awesome. And again, it's one of those that when you find yourself in a situation and you have a relationship like that with someone, you hold on to it and you make it work and you communicate. That's the biggest thing. You know, we support each other and because we get each other, you know, we get each other, we have each other's back most importantly, we communicate openly and honestly. And yeah, openly and honestly, sometimes we don't even want to admit to ourselves, but knowing that, hey, when we can communicate openly and honestly, we say it not only to ourselves, but we're helping ourselves. And just because we're telling somebody else and bringing someone else in, again, and I mentioned this last time, when you're saying something to someone, when you're bringing someone in under the fold, or you're trying to peel back a layer, you want them in on it. Again, be careful what you do, who you say it to, because there are people, and there have been people in my life that I'll tell them in confidence, but the next thing I know, I might as well have just stood up at the center of town and put the loudspeaker on and just told everybody, because some people just cannot be trusted. Yeah, they might do it under the guise, oh, we're family, you can share with me. No. So be careful. Be careful who you share with. But, you know, in this case, my wife has been with me through thick and thin, ups and downs. I've been with her through thick and thin, ups and downs, scares and happiness and joyous, wonderful, momentous occasions. And for that, I am truly, truly thankful to her for that. All right. The next is my kids. My kids, they changed my life the moment my daughter was born, my oldest, and then my son a couple of years later. Life changes, and with them, it changes every day. And folks, if you don't have kids, it won't make sense to you. And trust me, it didn't make sense to me until I held my daughter the first time, until my son was born. Then everything changed, my perspective changed, everything was different. Don't have kids, it's a different world. The moment you have kids, the world that you knew is gone. It's over. And they become a priority. And they become what you make them. Yeah, no. You give them the ability to free think. You give them the ability to question things. You give them the ability to make decisions all within time. But you're making them. You're giving them that opportunity. They know that you got their back. They know you got their backs, no matter what. They're going to give you ups, downs. They're going to give you heartbreaks. They're going to test you. But hey, didn't you do that too? And if you didn't, well, get ready, because they were about to for you. So if you didn't do it to your parents, they're going to do it to you now, the kids, once you get them. And trust me, they are life-changing. They are different. And again, I also see that they are a different version of me. They're a different version of my life, of my wife, I'm sorry. And they're also, I see all my family members, everybody, past and present, in my kids. I see them all. So you can see those that are no longer here that never met my kids, but I see them in it. I see those, my aunts. I see my grandfather, my grandmother. I see all of that on both sides. Grandfathers on both sides. I see that. And it's really interesting how it's true. Your legacy carries on just in the people that you create going further down the line. So it's pretty interesting. Though my grandfather is on my mom's side is no longer here with us, I look at my kids and there he is. He's there front and center. And it's pretty cool. But again, that's the nice thing behind it. So again, you get to see that and you get to experience it. And they help keep me grounded also. As I mentioned, they're going to test you. They're going to keep you grounded. And again, the things you did, they're going to do. The things you didn't do, they're going to do. And just remember that, hey, they're kids for a reason. Let them enjoy the moment. Let them be kids. And then when they grow up, they're still going to be your kids, but you know, you can let them go a little bit. Not too much, but you can let them go a little bit. Remember, they're adults now. You let them, you turn them loose on the world. Good luck to the world. Alrighty. But again, don't forget, they can be back. They can come back too. Number four. The opportunities that I've had, that I've taken, the opportunities that I've taken. Now, the opportunities that I've taken, well, again, those are few and far between. See, as I get older, as we get older, those life-changing opportunities become fewer and fewer. And they don't come as often as they used to when we were younger. You know, people would come up to you, hey, let's start a business. Hey, let's do this. Hey, look at this great opportunity I just stumbled upon. You want in on it? Things like that just don't come as often. Maybe we tend to be more cynical as we get older, and we don't see the opportunities that are just there. Or maybe on the other side, those that are bringing the opportunities might see that, hey, well, maybe not. But no, you got to take your chances. You got to take the risk. And sometimes that it pays off. It pays off. Recently with my master's, the second master's, I give it a shot. And next thing I know, I've got it. You know, it's one of those that it's like, well, it's going to change our lives. It's going to involve some sacrifice. But hey, anything worth its weight in gold is worth the sacrifice. Anything that's going to give you an edge, it's anything that's going to make your life a little bit better is worth the risk. It's worth the challenge. It's worth the struggle. So recognizing that all the everything prior, all the opportunities prior have just been stepping stones. And recognize that they're just stepping stones to your future and future self and future accomplishments. Because to get from point A to point B, it does take some steps and take some action and take some doing and take some knowing. So again, don't feel like you're bogged down. You know, don't feel like, oh, this is it, and I'm not going to get it anymore. Because hey, you never know. Opportunity might just be down the road. Might be tomorrow. Might be the next person that calls you. You never know. All right, the fifth thing I'm most thankful for is everyone I've ever known. Yeah, everyone I've ever known. And what do I mean by that? Well, in life, we're going to meet people. They're going to enter our lives for a reason. Some are they're going to be there for the long haul. Some are just there to as an interlude as to what's going on. Others are there to teach you a lesson. Others are there for you to teach them a lesson. And that's a good thing. That's what life is all about. Everyone brings something. Everyone brings a new experience into your life. And I know that's the fact with me. Old friends that have gone away and then re-met again. They weren't the same person. They had their own agendas. They had their own things to do. And unfortunately, I ran into some old friends who still thought of me as that kid they knew back then. It's like, no, sorry, life has changed. Life has happened. And I'm not that same person that you kept me at. You know, but yet it's one of those that it's still an experience. And so you get to understand people, how they evolve, how they change. You get to understand how you evolve and you change. One, out of choice. Two, out of necessity. Either way, be grateful that you have those experiences in your lives, and people come and go, people stay, people hang out for a good long while, then they eventually leave, and that's okay. Good or bad, right or wrong, whatever they are still an experience. They are part of who you are. The wisdom that hopefully you learn from them is something you carry over and carry on and share with others and teach others. Because again, that's all this is. It's all been about teaching you to be better. It's all been about teaching you to make others better and doing what you can to make others better. So no matter what, the five things I'm thankful for, you know, everyone I've met, the opportunities I've encountered and I've taken, my kids, my wife, and of course my health, they're all learning experiences. See, we don't stay young forever. So things are going to break. Things are going to happen. Things are going to start to fail, right? Because we're not getting any younger. So every day is a new day. Enjoy it. Be thankful for it. Be thankful that you have it. Be thankful that you get to spend another day with your family, with your friends, with your work, with your career, with your motivation, with your passion, whatever you do to go forward. Be grateful for it. And for that, I'm thankful for. So again, those are the five things I am thankful for this Thanksgiving 2024. All right, before we wrap this up, I want to take a moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, DaveGuerra.com, and there you'll find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, how to subscribe to the Walking Leader Podcast, how to get yourself a copy of my books, and to be part of the new Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Well, it looks like our time today is taking us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email at dave@davegera.com or on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave, D-A-V-E, underscore Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A. I do look forward to hearing from you. Let me know. Stop by and say hi. Listen, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal, be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.